Hello, everyone. Hi, this is John from the Entrepreneur Academy, and welcome to another session. Like always, we are actually going to talk about some Q&A stuff today, so some questions will be answered. Today I received two questions, which I think they really fit in the situation we're in today. You all know, I mean, when I'm recording this, we are in the COVID-19 crisis here, so we are pretty much in the middle of it. It is the middle of September now, and, well, it's not looking so good. So I'm not surprised to the questions I actually received. Let's start straight away. This first one is from Christian, and his question is, how can I find a job in today's situation? I did have there's a little bit more in the email, of course. Let me just outline. So Christian was working for quite a long time for an organization, for a company, and that company got into real financial trouble, and somehow people were first forced to do short working. So that means only a few hours, got paid very little. And in the end, just about 3 weeks ago, he got pretty much fired. So he's out, he's on the street, and now he's hoping that he will get some unemployment money and he can, well, somehow find another job. So what can we do in today's situation if you are in that, you know, when you are exactly like that, in that situation like Christian? So what would you do? Well, Christian, let me answer this directly to you. First thing is, of course, the idea is to get another job, right? That's exactly what you want. So your mindset's going to be your focus on this one here. There are three main areas I would focus on. The first one is the way you think about getting another job. Are you ready for another job? Do you actually want to? Are you still suffering? Are you still, whatever, disappointed, pissed off, or whatever it is? You need to overcome that. Get that out of the way and start looking into the next step. What's going to happen next? Forget what happened before and look forward. Number two is, what's going on in the market right now, in your market? You didn't actually write to me what exactly you're doing. So what is the job you're doing? So there's not much I can say to that. But whatever it is you do, have a look. What is going on in that market? What companies are still out there? What companies are working, doing well, and progressing even, or even making profit in that area? That's number two. Number three is, you need to figure out, is there anything else you can do? If there is nothing in your market, if your market is generally, let's say you're in the restaurant business or in whatever bars, waitering, anything like that, it's going to be difficult. Let's be honest. There is not much going on right now. So this kind of thing, it's going to be pretty, pretty hard to do, to find another job in that area, especially something that will be long lasting and will keep going. So that's going to be hard. But what about if you look in the other areas, other areas you might be able to do? So let's start step-by-step process. You know, we're all about action. So the things you can take right now, what you can do today at this moment to get yourself another job. First thing is, take a piece of paper, take a pen, and start writing down everything that you're good at. Write down the stuff you're good at, what you like, what you don't like. Write the stuff down that works for you, but also write down the stuff that doesn't work for you. Best to do is make a line in the middle of the page. On one side, you're going to write everything that's great. On the other side, you're going to write everything that you're not so good at, you know, which you know you're going to be struggling. Now, that's going to reflect mainly your skill set, the things you feel you're comfortable in. Then make a line like a horizontal line. And underneath, on the same side for the positive, you write the things you like on the job. So what kind of work do you like to do most? I'm not talking about the job here. I'm talking about, do you like to work in the afternoon rather than the morning? You're more an early person. Are you, you know, you're in for long hours. You rather only work a few hours. Would you rather work from home? You'd rather go somewhere. Write all that stuff down that works for you. And on the other side, again, under that horizontal line, write down the stuff that doesn't work for you. So anything you know you're going to be struggling with, because it's not actually, you know, something you're going to be doing for a long period of time. Because let's face it, I mean, I do not assume that this COVID situation will go away very quickly. And even if we get COVID under control, the consequences of what happened so far, they're going to be following us for a long period to come. So I'm pretty sure about that. So it's not going to be easy. I mean, some restaurants might recover and some bars and event management might get back on track. But they lost so much money already, it's going to take them quite a long time to get back on track. Also, keep in mind, a lot of people have left their position now because there was no money to be made. These companies will struggle finding these people back, getting them back on track. They might have found somewhere else, and it's not going to be easy. So let's face it, whatever you're looking for right now, it has to be something you're probably going to be able to do for a longer period of time, at least, I would think, 3 to 5 years. Think about that. So what are you willing to do in the next 3 to 5 years to make it happen? Then make another horizontal line of your page and then write down the kind of money you want to make. Now, of course, we all want to make lots of money. I understand that. But let's be a little bit realistic. So write down the stuff you need to have in order to survive and add on top of that what you would like to have in order to be able to afford a holiday or to do the things you like to do. I mean, whatever your situation is. Write that down. Make sure it's there, right? And that's important that you put that in the middle, right? This is your minimum level. This is definitely something you must have. Otherwise, it won't work. So once you've done that, reflect on this. Have a look exactly, is that true? Is that right? Go and speak to your wife, girlfriend, partner, whatever it is. Speak to them and ask them, what do you think? This is my list of the stuff I think I'm fit for. That's the kind of work I would love to do. That's what I'm really good at. And that's the kind of money I need to make. What's your point? Get their advice. Get their point of view as well. Have a look what they think. They might see you completely different. They might see a complete different person. You might think you're really good at this, but they think, actually, you know what? You're not that good at this. I think you're much better at that. You're really good at listening to people. You're really good to do that. These kind of hints can point you in a complete different direction, something you maybe never thought of before. Think about it. I would definitely go and speak to as many people as you can about this to get their feedback. What is it? Complete that list. Make sure you got everything on there. Anything you're not sure, make a question mark behind it. Just be, you know, get the overall picture. Get the picture, not what's just in your head, but also the picture of other people, what they think, what they see in you, how they see you in general terms, in terms of job, in the things you do, and so on. So once you've done that, we go to step number 2, looking for companies. Now, based on that list, try to figure out what kind of work would be the best for you. Who is out there? Now, this might have multiple factors. So one, for example, could be that you want to work from home. If you want to work from home, it's going to restrict, at the moment at least, some work you can do. Because, I mean, what can you do from home? If you're a carpenter, a plumber or something like this, it's difficult to do from home, right? So you will probably won't have that option. Or you need to look at some related area which you can do from home. But it will restrict some of the aspects. Then you need to look at, is it local? Can you just work locally? Is it something in 10, 20 kilometers surrounding areas? Do you have a car? You don't have a car. I mean, these are all factors that play a role. Are you happy to go and travel abroad? I mean, you know, just to get work. Is it something you would do? I mean, maybe your family, kids, you might not want to do that. But if that is something to do, let's put it up. This is going to be something that widens the area where you can actually look for work. So which companies would come into perspective in this case? So I think that's pretty much it. Once you got that list outlined, then you go and have a look and type, write down every kind of company you can find that fits that profile. Easiest way, open Google, put in the town or the area, wherever you're going to go, and put in the kind of job you want to do and right behind company. And just see what happens. I mean, you might get, I don't know, but I would certainly think it doesn't really matter how niche you are. I would be surprised if you don't get 2 or 3 pages full of companies that might fit your profile. Now, don't look at any of those and disregard them straight away without thinking any further. Don't do that. Put them all on a piece of paper. Put them all down there and link them to the skill and the ability and the things you want to do in that area to you as well. That's quite important. You need to get that link right. So take another piece of paper, write down all the companies, number all the skills you have, number all the things you want, the amount of money you want to make is probably only going to be 1, is number 1, and then put those numbers, link those numbers to each of those companies. What do you think? First of all, do they offer that kind of work? Is your skill set needed in such a company? Or do you think your skill set is needed? You don't know it yet, right? But you might have an idea. And is this kind of work you like to do? Is that something the company can provide? So working from home and so on, you know, these kind of things. Now, then you look at the top 10 that fit, who have the most numbers beside them, the companies. And those companies, you're going to research a bit further. You're going to look into what do these companies do? Do they looking for the moment? Are they not looking for the moment? So keep in mind, even if they're not looking for the moment, that doesn't mean anything. That doesn't mean you can't apply for a job. Just because they haven't got anything written out. No, what you need to do, you need to figure out first who is in charge in that company for that kind of work you like to do. And that's the kind of people you need to get in touch with. By the way, I've done quite a good blog where I outlined this in more detail. And we even have a video out on YouTube, which describes this as well, how to find a job. So you will, you know, this goes a bit deeper into that. I don't want to make go too deep, because it's clearly it's just for one person who's asking this question now. Even so, I can imagine there are quite a few who are interested in this. Have a look around. Just go to our site, search for job, and then just link to everything and look at everything we've written and recorded there. I'm sure you'll find some good tips that work for you best. All right. So that's pretty much it. I think that's how you find a job. Actually, honestly, that's how you find a job at any time. You should never do it any different. You should be the person who's proactively looking for a job and not someone who is putting out some CVs and hoping for the best. That's something you should definitely avoid. It's a little bit of work. It's a little bit of action you need to take. But honestly, I think it's worth it. It's worth doing. It's worth going through. It gives you a very good picture of what's going on in the market right now, what's happening, and that's the kind of picture you need. You need to be ahead of everyone else, and the only way you can do that by doing your research and figuring out what's really happening today, what's going on right now. Once you identify those companies and you can see the value you can bring to these companies, you can mention it. You can speak to them and say, you know what, I think I can be of real value for you. I know this and this and this is your main area, and that's exactly what I'm good at. I want an opportunity. Can we talk? That's pretty much it. I mean, honestly, this is it. So have a look around on our site and figure it out. There is a lot you can do. I just want you to do one thing. Don't give up. Don't think that there is no job. There is a job. I mean, there is a job. I've not seen anyone yet who has not been able to get a job. Can happen, of course, if you're really restrictive, if you can't do anything. That's going to be hard. I mean, it's going to be maybe a little bit harder if you're a student and you just come out of university and you don't have any experience at all. You might have to step on the lower end in. But, well, to be honest, there's still a way if you do it right. Have a look at the job sections on our site. Have a look what we've written about jobs and you will see. You will get some good hints and tips. All right. So I hope that answered your question. That was question number one. So let's start. Question number two, what do we have here? It all goes in the same direction. That's Christine. I'm worried I might lose my job. What should I do? I don't know. I don't know why you think you might lose your job, and I don't know the reason for why you might lose your job. If you worried that you lose your job because you just done something wrong, or you pissed people off or something else, it's going to be more difficult to answer here because I don't know. If you worried you lose your job because the company you're working for is currently struggling and already announced maybe that this might happen, or at least it goes through the grapevine somewhere, you figured it out, there might be something happening, then just go back to what I said before. You should already start right now to do exactly what I described in the previous Q&A, in the previous question, how to find a job in today's situation, because really that just applies to you exactly the same way. Even if you get confirmation that you're at the right place, even if you find out, or even if you don't get fired, it gives you a very good point of view what's going on in the market right now. And it just gives you a bit more security as well, which is important. You want to feel that you know what's happening so you can plan your next step. You don't want to be completely in the blue with no idea what's going on. This is the worst case of situation. Then you're stepping out of your comfort zone by not having a job, having to pay your bills and not knowing what to do next. That's the worst case scenario. You want to know what you can do next. And the only way you can know that is by figuring out what's going on in the market. So you make that area, that new area you're stepping in, something you already know a little bit. So you feel more comfortable in, you know what's happening. You know who to talk to. You know the next action step you have to take to move to the next level. I think that just makes it easier, much, much easier. And that's the same way. So just apply the same thing we described before for finding a job. I would do that already right now. I would definitely not wait for the moment for to happen. What you're going to do? You're going to worry every night, not sleeping, not doing? I mean, honestly. And the reason that you're sending me this question, I'm guessing you're worried. You're seriously worried. Otherwise, why would you ask that? So if that's the case, do something about it. Generally speaking, action is always the best way, out of a crisis situation. It doesn't matter. I mean, sitting around and waiting is very, very rarely the right step or the right thing to do. It's much better to actually move on. Go the next line. Figure it out. Try to find out as much as you can about this new surrounding you're in. And then figure out what you can do in order to feel comfortable with, or what the next steps could be, what the next things, and make lists about this. Write it all down. It's great. It's the best way to do that. Speak to people. Speak to people around you. Get in touch with the company. Go to LinkedIn. Connect to the people who work in the company you would like to work for. Find out what kind of people they are. Figure out who is in charge of hiring. Figure out who is doing what. Get in touch with these people and just make it known that you are actively looking to get a job in this company. Even if they haven't got anything right now, you know that you're the right person for this company. You know you'd be perfect for them. Because of this, and they can see that you've done your homework. They can see that you are actually really actively want to work there. I mean, honestly, if people apply to me, I'm seriously thinking about it. Because if I find someone who's really put an effort in working for me and wanting to work for me, honestly, what else do I want? That's the best kind of employee I can find. I mean, there's nothing better than that, honestly. So don't give up on this. Step out of this zone you're in right now, whatever mindset you have. Forget what happened in the past, whatever the worries are, and move to the next stage. Do it in writing, not just in your mind. Don't just walk around, speak to yourself. Do it in writing. Put it all down. Speak to other people about it. Get their opinion. You like to hear it or not, it doesn't matter. It's an opinion. It's not facts. It's just what other people think about you, which is important, because that might be exactly what your potential employer thinks about you. So it's good to know that ahead of time. So you can, you know, if it's something negative, you can counteract it early enough and or at least prepare for your answer if that question comes up. You know, this is important. This is something that really, really helps. Proactive working towards something. This is the thing. So coming back to this, if you're worried, stop worrying. That's the first thing you need to do. Take the steps I described in the first question. You know, that's really for you the next thing to do. And the other thing I would do, I would proactively approach my employer. I would say, look, I have this feeling, this and this situation. Can you help me? What's going on? I would definitely ask that question. I would not wait for the day. That's the worst case of scenario. I mean, what do you want to do? Go crazy? You don't want to be there, honestly. You'd rather know. At least then you know. Because honestly, if they say to you, yeah, we're planning to fire you anyway, to be honest, they would have fired you anyway if you asked the question or not. But at least now you know. At least now you can put it behind you and move to the next level. And that's really the step forward. That's what you should do, in my opinion, at least. So I hope that helped. I hope that gives you some ideas how to move forward. As always, don't worry about too many problems, too many things. Write your questions, send them to us. We're very happy to answer them. We're going to do our podcast again on a weekly basis. COVID has also given us a really hard time, I have to admit. So many things have been, got out of rail a little bit. But now we're back. We're back in our studio. We're tracking things again. We're giving you your answers. And we're available. So if you have anything, come sign up on Facebook. Do come to our social media. Go to our website. Sign up to our newsletter. And be the person who moves forward proactively. Be the entrepreneur. Take care of yourself and looking forward to talk to you soon, guys. Bye. Like always, don't forget to subscribe to our podcast and don't forget to come to our YouTube channel and to our blog. Get our newsletter, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and we give you the best hints and the best tips you can find for an upcoming entrepreneur. If you're looking for a job or if you want to start your own business, it doesn't matter. We've got the lot. Enjoy.